Welcome to The Watchman. Get ready for awakening teachings on the end times, Bible prophecy, and on the times and seasons in which we live. The King is coming.
We thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus. We thank you because you do marvelous things in our midst. We thank you, Father, for the lifting up of our station, of our place, in the name of Jesus. I thank you because wondrous things happen in our midst here today, in the name of Jesus. And I thank you because nobody remains the same here today, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. You may be seated. You may be seated. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. You know, we thank the Lord because He inhabits the praises of His people. You know that's in Psalms 22, eh? 22, I think, verse 3. But I think one interpretation which says inhabits the praises of Israel. The other says he is enthroned upon the praises of Israel. But then the thing is, you are enthroned as the Holy One. You are the praise of Israel. Okay, here is what what the Lord wants you to hear today. That the Lord inhabiting the praise of His people means that every time that you are in a place of praise, the Lord comes and actually inhabits. You know, praise creates as if a vacuum which the Lord comes and inhabits. Praise the Lord. Now, the world that we live in today, especially a lot of the things that are happening, make people become very cynical about everything. There is a cynical answer to almost all things, okay? When something is wrong, and you know, actually, even that same Psalms, Psalm 22, says it speaks about the Messiah, and they said, "You trusted in your God, where is He?" You know, the people say, I think verse 8, it says, the people say that you trusted in your God, where is He? And it says, they laughed me to scorn. Verse 7 says, all those who see me ridicule me. They shout out the leap. They shake their head saying, he trusted in his God, and where is he? And of course, talking about, he trusted in the Lord, let him rescue him, let him deliver him, since he delights in him. Now the thing is, in a place of praise, even in the hardest place, actually God comes and inhabits that place. Praise the Lord. Now, if you want actually to bring God in a situation, even as tight as it may be, just go into a praise mode. Praise the Lord. And I've been in a scenario like that when I actually woke up one day and I had absolutely no money and I had to move certain places and everything was haywire. And I was so angry because somebody had my money and had delayed giving it to me. So I was caught up in that anger and I was very, very angry. And, you know, I was calling this person what? Then I realized there's nothing I was going to do about it. I was going down the road of, you know, down that road. Then I just remembered. Actually, I didn't remember. I just heard a voice saying, praise me. So I started praising him out of nowhere, for no reason, for absolutely no reason. Now, here is the thing. When you say sacrifice of praise, it's a sacrifice when there is nothing to praise God about. When you've just had a big, you know, past your job interview or something, it's not a sacrifice. You're praising God for something. But when there is nothing, then it is a sacrifice of praise. Amen? Because a sacrifice is something which hurts you, which takes something away from you. So I started praising the Lord, and I just said, you know, thank you, Lord. And, you know, I've told this story before, and I praised God for 15 minutes, when there is nothing. I wasn't praising Him. It was just my lips saying what? of praise. But inwardly, I was still angry. I was still bubbling. I was still, bitter and what, and thinking about this guy and what. But I kept on. I carried on praising him, carried on praising him, carried on praising him. And by the way, it was a very big lesson for me about how he inhabits. He actually comes right there. When you choose to praise him, especially when things are not going well, and you choose to praise him, then actually you're calling him and he comes and inhabits that place. And suddenly he's there because you've called him by praise. So it's not just, you see when people say praise, they think it's, church and praise and what. It's an attitude, a heart of praise that you put on. So he comes and inhabits it. So I started praising him. 15 minutes of praising him with my mouth, but my heart was not praising him at all. I can tell you that. Then after around 15 minutes, actually my heart caught up. Because I started thinking about the things that, that he has done. And you see some of you people behave as if God doesn't do this thing, his reputation is in shatters. That your reputation depends on this. If you don't do this, it is, we are in serious trouble. He's not going to do it. You're chasing him away. There is no place for him to inhabit. You understand? So, in other words, when there is no praise, there is no place for him to inhabit. So, I praised him. Then after 15 minutes, I started really, really, really praising him. And now I forgot that I was hungry. I actually was hungry. I hadn't eaten anything except, I think, a cup of coffee and some small, and maybe like a omelette in the morning. And now it was like 6. So, it was actually after 6. It was like 7:30, becoming dark. I didn't have any fuel in my car, so I couldn't even leave. The car thing was, I turned from orange to red. You understand? Red, like her dress. It starts orange there. Then after some time, it completely goes what? Red. Now you're in serious trouble. So, and I was just thinking now, if I even step out of here, I'm going to be embarrassed. Because the thing will pull, and you can't even go for a kadomola because you have no money. It's bad enough if you go for a kadomola, but now even you cannot even go for a kadomola. So anyway, I stuck home and I just stayed there. I praised God. Do you know, from about that time, I forgot that I was hungry. I forgot that I had to go somewhere, and the following morning I had to go and preach somewhere. I forgot everything up to around 10:30 in the night, and I was still praising God. And now guess what he was doing? He was showing me things I'm going to preach tomorrow. And I was not thinking about, I have no money. I did not have any way to get to the church I was going to preach anyway. But I had forgotten that. So some reason I had forgotten it. But now he came and inhabited the praises of what? Of his people. You called God from heaven by just praising him in that moment. And he comes and inhabits that place. So at 10:30, somebody called me and told me, you called me. I called him at around 3. And he didn't pick. So he said, you called me. I said, man, I'm here home. I'm broke. I don't have any money. I have no fuel. I have nothing. I'm even hungry. So he told me that, okay, can you get to Nando's? I said, now that's a bit tight. But because it was late, there is no jam. And then you can also, neutral. And then, so now I said, okay, let me try. So I jumped in the car. And when you even first open the gate, you want to start and go. Because every minute it's running, without you moving, you are in danger of doing what? Now, as the Lord would have it, when I reached the Vitara of whatever. No, not Ginger Road. Down there. A clock tower. When I reached there, it was green. So I didn't get that. I was coming from... So I hammered neutral from like those ends up. Came... Then when I reached the Vitara, it was green. So I just wait, and waited completely until it was now going to stop. Then I put the gear. And then climbed up, Entebbe Road. Now when I reached the Vitara of Entebbe Road, guess what? Green! So now I took a turn like this towards what? Nando's. But now there is a bit of a slope. So you can even put in dough. But now I said here, even if it kusikas, I'll just pull to the side. I'll just pull to the side and I'll be fine. Anyhow, I reached Nando's. So I met the guy there. And he gave me some good money actually. gave me a considerable amount of money. So I finished that time, and so I sloped. There was a petrol station down there. So I just, around Esokona. So I just sloped there, got there by the grace of God. And then fueled my what? My car. But now here is the interesting thing. It was a Saturday night. The following day was Easter. Then there was Easter Monday. Then there was what? And you know, there was other things. Then I'd been broke like since Thursday. Then Friday banks are not... You know those things, when you bank a check on Wednesday and it's Easter. And that's the only kamane you had. And then you say, where do all these public holidays come from? Yet, when you have money, the public holidays, you are like, yeah. But when you don't have money, you don't want public holidays. Anyhow, so, but the interesting thing is this. Of course, I ate. I filled my stomach and went home. And the following day, I had fuel to take me to church. And then something happened at church. They gave me a lot of money. And they used not to give me a lot of money. They gave me a lot of money. So I went to finish the money, and then I left. I went to have Easter lunch, and then I went with some friends, because not even I could house them. I had money. So I went and we ate and we took coffee and what? Then even guess what? The owner of the place comes and says, hey, Kableta, what, you're here? I'm going to take your bill. So I say, hey, things are happening. Then guess what else he told me? He told me that you come tomorrow and I give you a full tank of fuel. So, anyhow, to cut a whole story short, when the check came out, I'd forgotten about it. I was okay. And by the way, it was such a big miracle for me at the time when I was learning how to walk with God, that I knew that time that God grumbling takes you nowhere. That is the lesson of the children of Israel. Every time you're tempted to grumble, you just know you're chasing God away. Like, praise, he will inhabit. He will come and stay there once you praise him. Especially when you're in a tight fix, and you just choose to praise him. Man, he comes and inhabits that place. And now when he inhabits the place, you've entered a time of miracles. Praise the Lord. Like that, one after the other. Things which seem to be small to people when I say them. But let me tell you, at that time it was such a big deal that when I banked the check, I was saying, now 4 working days, okay, tomorrow is Friday, public holiday, Saturday, Sunday, Easter, Monday, public holiday. So they start counting the days on Tuesday. Can you imagine? The next week. And that is beyond misery. Until God comes and dwells where you are, because you called him by your praise. And then suddenly, by the way, it got to Friday. I think I got the money on Saturday. That's when I had to take some of it. But I'd even forgotten that there was money that I'd check had banked, and what things were. Life was good. I was feeling on what. They say, hey, by the way, my check must have matured. And you completely forget about it. And then you realize that, praise the Lord. So now we have to get to a place. And I'm telling you this for a reason. Because let me tell you this. We are entering a time, a very important period. Because yesterday when I was praying, the Lord told me that somehow he brought that transfiguration story and told me that the time when Jesus was transfigured, something was about to happen. He was entering into a difficult period. And, you know, he went to the mountain with Peter, James, and John. Now, that's important because he did not go with all the 12 disciples. He went with Peter, James, and John. And then when he reached there, you know what happens. Moses and Elijah. Now, it was a very important period because that was the law, the prophets, and grace in one place. All the time periods, all the covenants that God has had with men were in one place. Moses representing the law, he's the one who got it. Elijah representing the prophets. And Jesus, of course, representing the period of grace that we are in. Now, then he was telling me that we are entering a time where the whole family in heaven and earth are going to be, there's going to be a union. Where, and a union of not just talking, where you see people things happening. And praise the Lord. Do you know what I'm saying? So I told him, but where are you actually? God is sending you people. Because it's a family. You know what the scripture says that in Ephesians chapter 3, verse what? Verse 17. It says that you being rooted and grounded in love, okay, 18, may be able to comprehend with all this. Go to the next verse. Verse 20. Okay. Where it says, in whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named. It's somewhere there. In whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named. Ephesians 1, 3:15. It was 3. So I just started a bit late. Okay, 15. From whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named. Now, you know, there's an interesting thing that is happening, by the way. But it's happening first in children, because you people still have a lot of knowledge, head knowledge, that is blocking you, is blocking us from seeing what? Some of these things. Amen? Because there are things which are happening, which you can clearly see something is happening. And you can feel that there's a clear angelic movement across and in all the place. Now, here is the funny thing. My young daughter, who is 1.5 years, sees angels. Now, I knew that because something interesting happened. When she calls everything that flies cuckoo, before she's just learning how to talk. So she says, cuckoo, cuckoo, everything that flies. So she would look and say, cuckoo, cuckoo, cuckoo. Then I'm saying, we are in the house, there is a ceiling, but she's saying cuckoo. So what is she seeing? So I'm, you know, it's just a kid. And says, cuckoo, cuckoo. Then one day we are watching a cartoon. Then there is an angel which comes flying and say, cuckoo, cuckoo. Then I say, hey, so this is what you are seeing all along. Now, then the other day, the same, she looked like this. And now the thing is, I could sense there was a presence. Then she looks. Then she goes and tells the babysitter, Jesus, Jesus. And she's pointing there, Jesus, Jesus. Then I say, hey. And then she's, now the interesting thing is, man, by the way, it's bad when your kids see these things and you don't. It's shame on you. Because I said, Jesus, Jesus. Then one day she wakes up, and now that day I actually was praying in the sitting room, and I sensed there was, you know, something. So I started praying. Then she woke up screaming. Then she says, cuckoo, cuckoo. Then the mother asks, cuckoo, good or bad? She said, bad. Because other times she sees and she's laughing. All this time she was really scared. Really, you know, really, really scared. Now, the whole family in heaven and earth is becoming one. Praise the Lord. And the time of that transfiguration thing, because the world against whom we are fighting, the demonic world, now they are completely one with... The other day I was watching, somebody showed it to me. I think it is admin who sent it to me in Kenya. Who saw that thing? There was in Ngong Hills. Captured by a camera. You saw it, And there is a camera there. Then it's where windmills. Then you see a huge demon. Like huge up to those ends. It walked into the sky. Then walking like, goom, goom, goom. And it's walking. The hills are like up to here. Then did you see it, Apostle? Then the thing just what? Vanishes into the sky. Now the thing is there. And you realize that at that point, that country, by the way, man, we should pray for them. They are going in a very bad direction. They are Kenya, man. They are going in a very, very dangerous direction. They are buying into the whole New World Order agenda at a rate that I can't believe. Totally buying into the agenda. And it is so sad. It's so sad. And going down the whole way of what? By the way, did you get vaccinated? Don't say I'm the one who stopped you. But let me tell you something interesting, a fact. But this doesn't mean anything. But let me tell you a fact. The country with the most vaccinations after vaccinations, started having the most COVID deaths. You know what country that is? Eh? Which one is it? 500 million people vaccinated. They were not dying before. Until the vaccines went. Now they are dying. Anyway. Some people want to believe certain things. Eh? But I'll tell you, the world, the people we are fighting out there. The one thing they have, which we must have, is we cannot serve God whom we are just hearing about. There has to be that whole thing where Jesus is about to die and he starts, immediately he comes from there, he starts talking about his death. He's about to die and Moses, and actually, do you know they came to strengthen him? Moses and Elijah come to strengthen the Lord. And they come and they show up there. And now the Lord was telling me, this is what we are going to be seeing here. Here now, where you actually seeing people who live, you know, the whole family in heaven and earth coming to tell you now you are going into a very difficult period. So be strong. Amen. Imagine Daniel comes and tells you, man, you are about to be thrown in a den of what? Lions. So, and you are seeing him and he comes and now God is going to unleash this because we have come to the time where the spirituality is actually at the highest level, like high level. Some of it is being disguised as science, some of it is, but it's actually spirituality, and it is so high, and it is in the demonic world, and you are not going to fight them by just doing, you know, this, the broccoli we used to do before. The, you know that, what I call the 1970s Christianity, of where there is no power. There is actually no power whatsoever. No power whatsoever. You are tossed left, right, and center. You're scared of this, you're scared of the other, you're scared of being poisoned, you're scared of being done what? Man, you cannot survive in this period. Praise the Lord. Amen? Hey, you cannot what? Hey, somebody who sends for me food here was telling me, I was thinking, but we send for you food using the ministry. And what if I said, no, what if nothing? You even tell them it is for cablata. I cannot be affected by poison. I'm telling you the truth. If I could, I would not, God would have, I would be useless. Amen? Actually, there are some people whom I know who are poisoned, whom I've been trying to get in touch with just to pray for them and heal them. Some of them are top politicians. And actually, some of them come running to us for prayer and so on. Now, we have to show them that now the mountain of the Lord's house is above all what? Mountains. And now we have to show them. And remember the scripture says that they will run to the mountain and say, show us your ways. How come for you they can't poison you? And I'm saying this on Facebook. Ladies and gentlemen, they cannot poison Kableta. Now, so they have to come and ask, how come? Now that's where you start telling them that we serve a mighty God. Praise the Lord. So we've been looking for them. I want to see you. I don't tell them on phone. I want to see you. They say, please, you know what? I'm not feeling well. I say, yeah, I know you're not feeling well. I want to see you. I know you're not okay, but I want to see you. Because this is what is happening all over the place. And by the way, let me tell you, if you find somebody who was poisoned, just put your hands on them and say, I remove it in Jesus. You see if it will not get out. I'm telling you, just see if it will not. It will. Now, I might not even go myself. I might even send somebody. Go and remove the poison from that guy's body. We have to frustrate the ways of the world. If we are serving God at a natural level, we will not kumarako, I'm telling you. You understand? It has to come to a place where, you know, the things which we'll be through, somebody, you know, I was talking with somebody. I remember, actually out of the country. Then I said, you know, these phones, everything I say is, the person looked at me, are you sure? I said, yes. You think there's any privacy in the world any longer? It's not there. There is no privacy whatsoever. Don't you fool yourself. Everything that you do, there is no privacy. And especially if you belong to a certain, you know, first of all, there is no privacy. But, so you know everything about me. So what? You understand? So you know, so what? So we have to get to the place. And I'm telling you this because there's a place where the Lord is taking us. There are a few things he's doing. First of all, one of the things he's going to do is going to be about money. Now we are entering a period of finance. Now you think we have talked about it, but now you wait, you see, it happens by grace and it just happens. You understand? I don't know if some of you have seen things which God is doing when his time has arrived. They become so easy. I remember I was talking to somebody who has tried to do something, nothing. Then when the time came, one thing after the other, like everybody seems to be lining up for you. And then you know you've entered a period of grace. Now the Lord also showed me this scripture. Apart from that, first of all, you have to be supernatural. Supernatural. Completely supernatural. You have to be among the Peter, James, and Johns. There are others down there who did not see the transfiguration. And remember, I even told them that don't tell those guys until I'm what? I've been glorified. Imagine that they are also disciples. But for them, they are not to know. Amen? If I told you some of the things which these people hear, you ask this Roger here. If he told you some of the things which he sees every day. Very, very powerful things. Very, very, very powerful things. And I'm saying powerful things. But you see people walking there, and we have to be like that. Where you're walking, but you don't know. Like the other day, I was there cheating with who? Now, people are there busy. Anyway. Praise the Lord. Now, otherwise, the time in which we are living, I'm telling you, we would not survive. But by the grace of God, we will get there. We are going to survive. And we are not just going to survive. We will even thrive. We will put those people down. And we have to run them out of town. I'm telling you, we have to run them out of what? Now, if we didn't know that the word of God says that, it would be difficult to believe by our natural eyes. Because they seem to be in charge. When they said, do this, people do it. They said, do this, everybody does it. They said, do this, everybody does it. But we know that they are coming. Their time is coming to an end. Like they are just being shaken. And they are, you know, basically term again. And they get run out of town slowly. And I'm saying both local and internationally. They are going to be what? Run out of town. And there is nothing they can do about it. Praise the Lord. Now, then, we start rescuing others. So, let me even say this. If anybody suspects, I'm saying this for the benefit of what? Those who are hearing. If anybody suspects that you have, you know, I was in Hoima and some guy came and told me, you know, these days when these guys got in touch with Russia, they have very sophisticated poison. I said, what kind of, you know, sometimes knowledge, can be very dangerous. So he told me what he said. No, they don't give this food poison. That they left that long time ago. They put this one over. They put on your pillow in the hotel, and then you come and sleep. Then it starts working. I said, now if they put it for me, I'll just dream nice things. Then they will wait 1 month, 2 months, 3 months. And I'm in the gym losing weight. And they said, the man is supposed to be becoming small, but he's just running, wake up in the morning, go and walk out. Then they say, what is happening? Now, let me tell you this, and I'm saying this for those, if anybody suspects anyone of listening here or whatever, that you are poisoned, get in touch with me. We have to run this poison brigade out of town. By the power of God. We have to, because they keep everybody in fear. Like every fear. Man, so you're going to, can you imagine? Now when the guy, and you know sometimes people tell you things, and you realize you could easily slip down that route. Then you go to sleep, then you look at your pillow. then I remind myself that, praise the Lord, I would sanctify it. Anything that I touch, I what? Now, you have to have that faith. And now, the truth is, we all have that, otherwise we wouldn't be living in the end times. And we are absolutely living in the end times, so know that. So know that God has prepared us for this moment. Praise the Lord. And he is going to increasingly show us through the people whom we experience. And then you know who is in control. It is not the other people, but what? It's us. Now, I was telling you about money. And then I stopped. Then people stopped being excited. But, you know, something happened in the book of Joel. In the book of Joel, probably around 750 BC, I think there was a king in Judah called Joash. Something happened. There was a swarm of locusts which came and ate everything. Okay? Everything. And they didn't just eat those in Judah. They ate all the surrounding nations. And so they caused a period of famine, unlike any other. But then, the Lord told the people of Judah that even if your crop was also eaten by the locust, now for you, I will restore your thing while the other people suffer. Now, while it looks like some locust comes and destroys everybody else, like, you know, some locust like what? COVID. Comes and destroys what? Everybody else. But somehow, it does not destroy what? It does not destroy us. And I was telling the partners the other day, I told them that how you know a ministry was started, you know, not every ministry is started by God, you know that. How you know those which were started by God is because I know in Matthew 15 it says that everything that the Heavenly Father did not plant will be what? Uprooted. Now, how you know something was, because when COVID started, we multiplied our partnership, the money we pay in partnership, by 3 in March 2020. When everybody was going in COVID. We multiplied by what? By 3. Right now, it is by 6 of what it was in March 2020. Times 6. All in the time of what? COVID. Now, I can tell you this. In the time when there was no fellowship, my personal finances were multiplied like this. No, there is no fellowship. I am seated at home, cheating. You understand? But actually, my personal finances were going up. That's the truth. And nobody can stop it. You understand? It is so good to know that even the people who try to stop it can't stop it. You know now what they did? They came up with the latest something. And I know what they are planning. And they are targeting me. They said that the ministry, we can no longer have a ministry line, which is recorded under the Watchman Ministries. That they should turn it into my names, Joseph Kableta. And they say that is UCC directives. But those are illegal directives. Because the ministry is a separate entity. It's registered. So Watchman Ministries is different from who? From Joseph Kableta. So Watchman Ministries has the right to go and get a what? A bank account, a what, a mobile. But they refused that. So they put it in my name. Then I got to know the reason they want to do that is after some time, they will come and get all the money which was given for ministry, which we use for all these things, and say that it was my personal income, so I'm supposed to pay tax, a tax of a certain amount. Then they can give me anything, pay a tax of 300 million. And then remember, the new laws say that URA has the right to close down what? So that's what they are planning. But guess what? So somebody will say, maybe we change the names. No. Leave them in Joseph Kableta. Let them come. Let them what? Didn't they come for Jesus? Also, me, I will send for a fish with a gold coin. You know, Jesus said, whatever, how about you? You understand? So if they taxed him, by the end I pay taxes. I couldn't register as a presidential candidate without clearing my taxes. So every month I pay taxes. But now they want to get the ministry money and put it on me so that they increase my tax. But it's okay. Praise the Lord. It's what? Let them dare come and close the ministry. Now, we shall show them that God is in control. We shall show them that our God, for us, we don't just talk about God. We do not just talk about a God we don't know. Praise the Lord. He has given us authority and we know how to exercise it. Amen? We might have to send certain people. By the way, I'm waiting for a moment when somebody pushes me to a wall and I feel justified to say something.
And I said, now, this is what you have done. Okay. I have given you. And we see if you will. Praise the Lord. The trouble with those things is that you have to be justified. Otherwise, you can also misuse your authority and God judges you on that day. Anyhow, so they come and they say, but you know what Jesus said? Jesus said, do the kings of this world ask taxes from their children? Then Simon said, no. But he said, nonetheless, lest they offended. Eh? You understand? Eh? Lest they what? They want money. Eh? That's what they want. Do we serve a poor God? Go and, it's okay. Go and get it. But we have to demonstrate to people, by the way, that we do not serve, we do not just talk about God. I have been through the time of just talking about God. But now we are in a time of demonstrating what? Demonstrating God. And we are serious. And it is going to, there are going to be casualties. There are going to be casualties. I'm telling you, there will be casualties. And that's just the way it is. This is the time period that we have entered. You know, in the book of Acts 13, there was a time when Paul said, are you man, you're disturbing us. Eh? You get blind a bit. Then the guy is led away. Then also at another time, then there is a certain king who killed James. And then they said, the Jews were happy. Then he said, let me also go for who? For Peter. Guess what happened to him? He started rotting from the stomach. Eh? Eh? So now there comes a time when we actually have to demonstrate God. And now God is bringing us to that period. This is by, and the reason he told me, because all this thing of... So now when the locust comes, now how do you know that the Watchman Ministries was started by instruction of God? Nothing in the world can bring us down. Because whatever is born of God overcomes the world. 1 John 5:4. Whatever is born of God overcomes the world. So the world brings COVID, we are here. We don't assemble, we are okay. We actually move from a smaller office to a bigger one. Amen? In a period of what? Of COVID. Now, this is what the Lord was saying, that when the locusts are eating everybody, there are people whom he says that they will be exempt. And actually, I'll restore the years which the locust has eaten. Eh? Amen? And then that happens. By the whole book of Joel is very, very prophetic, eh? From beginning to end. Very prophetic. And actually covers almost the entire end time. I mean, end time period. Then it says the sun will turn into, you know, blood, and the moon into what? Before the great and coming. And we know we saw those blood moons. Remember, eh? In 2017 and 2018, then certain things started happening around that time. And there was a lot of plans happening. But then he says, at the end of it all, he says, I'll start from verse 18, chapter 3 of Joel. It says, and shall come to pass in that day. Now here is the prophecy for this period. Now I have told you, we've all seen how Bible prophecies come to pass. Amen? I have taught you exhaustively how the Bible prophesies things and they all come to pass. Even including up to, and I was teaching on radio on Wednesday, only the volume was very... Those people played accompanying music which was so high, so we might have to replay that message. But I was telling you how the COVID vax patent by Microsoft, Bill Gates' company, is WC/2020/060606. And I was telling you that's the beginning of the mark of the beast. It is, actually. And it's there. It's there. And I'm not telling you like hidden information. Go and Google. That's what it's called. And by the way, it's the only vaccine which came out before the virus. Because it was patented before the virus. So, interesting things happening in the world, by the way. And now you see it's there, 666, right in front of people's eyes. Even some Russian politician stood and said, but this Bill Gates, this is the mark of the beast. He's not even a Christian. He stood up and said, this is the mark of the beast. How come he's, you know, Then sports people are saying, man, this thing. But now they put something inside your body. And now guess what they are saying? It has to be updated every year. Every year. Now by the 5th, 6th, 7th year, you'll be into the mark of the beast. Real mark of the beast. Because now they just upgrade. It's like having those systems on your phone where it says system upgrade. And then you have to press upgrade and it upgrades. And by then it does not even ask for your permission, does it? Especially you who have cheap phones. It does not ask for what? For your... I also have a cheap one. That's how I know. Now some of you will be offended. It's okay. Anyhow, it does not ask for permission. Now you buy Chinese phones. It does not ask. It says upgrade whether you want or not. Then you just upgrade. Now it gives you another thing to enter and monitor everything you're doing. So constant, permanent monitoring of everything you're doing. And does not. Now imagine they take that away from in the phone. It's bad enough. Imagine they take it away from the phone and now put it in your body, where it's permanently being upgraded to the next level of surveillance. The next level of surveillance. Now I can get away from surveillance if I leave my phone somewhere else, and I get away from and go into a forest somewhere. There's no way they will see me. However, when 5G came, with 5G, you can't run away because it picks so many things, including, everything. Because even it picks even labels of shoes, what, all those things. As long as you have something which was bought. I was showing you the app the other day, even chewing gum. Didn't I show you? A chewing gum with that car, those barcodes. It picks those things. As long as you pick it off and it gets off that. When the 5G technology comes, it will pick off those things. So if you have something which was bought anywhere, even the mineral water bottle, if you went to the supermarket, it would come off with a barcode. Right? Imagine something as basic as that. So now, total complete surveillance. But now imagine it comes out from materials to your body. Then suddenly now we've entered the time period of what? Mark of the beast. Now, the only way this is going to be turned around, by the way, is the two things I came to tell you here today. Number one is we cannot talk about a God whom we are just talking about. Amen? We have to come to a time of demonstrating the things we talk about. We talk about God and demonstrate Him. You want to see what I can do? Okay. You come with your poison. No, not poison. That's not what I mean. But it's okay even if you do that. But I'm saying like somebody who has been. You come and see if we'll pray for you and you'll not be okay. Praise the Lord. Then we start from there. Then we are reversing the devil. Because they can only use natural things. Now when you use supernatural things, you will always beat them. Because in the supernatural, you are higher, much, much higher than they are. Praise the Lord. Number one. Number two, we cannot be broke. We cannot be broke. Now, and it will come to pass, Joel 3:18, in that day, that the mountains will drip with new wine. And the hills will flow with milk. And all the brooks of Judah shall be flooded with water. A fountain shall flow from the house of the Lord and water the valley of Acacias. Verse 19. Egypt shall be desolate. When they are broke, will be what? Will be overflowing with what? Egypt shall be desolate. And Edom, a desolate wilderness. Because of the violence against the people of the Lord. For they shed innocent blood. But Judah shall abide forever, and Jerusalem from generation to generation. For I will acquit them of all the guilt of bloodshed, whom I had not acquitted. For the Lord dwells in Zion. Now the Lord dwells where? Amidst us. Praise the Lord. And it is time for us to demonstrate Him. And the first demonstration will be when the world this side. And by the way, this is already happening in the world. Did you know that I was talking to somebody who is from the States, and they were telling me that those states in America which have chosen to go down that Biden stupidity, walk thing, that walk thing, are becoming broke, broker, brokest. Now everybody is running to Texas. In Texas, there are no mask mandates, no lockdowns, no curfew, nothing. And everybody is running there, and that's where there is money. So people are going there for jobs. Now, there is a demonstration, and it's going to come slowly, mpola, that certain countries will choose the way of the devil, and their punishment will start here. It does not start there. It starts where? By God making them broke. Then other countries, like Uganda, will choose the way of the Lord. And then God, supernaturally, I'm not saying naturally. You know, somebody would say our economy is like, no, I'm saying supernaturally. I'm talking within 1 year, everything has changed. And then God shows that those who choose me, they are here. And now, no wonder even have reminded me of this scripture, which for some reason the Lord has been putting on my second Peter chapter 2, verse 9. This is what it says. It says, as we come to a close, then the Lord knows how to deliver the godly out of temptations. Actually, it means out of trials, out of hardships, so to speak. And then to reserve the unjust under punishment. You understand? For the day of judgment. In other words, they are already under punishment, where your state chooses to go down a certain road, and they are welcomed with brokenness. So the Lord reserves you under punishment. He says, on judgment day, you're going to hell. But before that, let me first give you a foretaste of what hell is like. Then he comes to another people and says, now for you, you're going to heaven. But before you come to heaven, let me first give you jaribu of what heaven is what? Is like, no sickness, no brokenness, no sorrow. You understand? Everything is okay, and you're ready. You're being preserved, where God is already dishing out what? Small rewards as you wait for the other one. Praise the Lord. And this one is dishing out. Now listen, God knows how to deliver the godly out of trials, out of hardships, temptations, and to reserve the unjust under punishment. Keep them there. Let them be there. They have decided to choose the way of the devil. Let them first sample him. Until the day of judgment. Praise the Lord. Now then the world is split in two. Those who are for the Lord and those who have chosen the other way. And even countries, certain countries, now like that country, split in two, like this in half. A certain half have gone one way, another half have gone the other way. Now the policies of the one half, people eventually see this place has life. The other place told me, the other lady from America told me, the state where she was, you can hardly see a boy and a girl walking, holding hands in the evening. Wah, boy and boy, girl and girl. Like they have lost, they have completely become crazy. Like they are, those ones will be under punishment until, you know, God will keep them under punishment some way until they wait for judgment. Now then you move to another state, and then you find young boys and young girls in college, dating, what, you know. You understand? The way life is supposed to be. Praise the Lord. And now then God says, since you've chosen this way, now let's keep you under reward until you, as you wait for your what? For your big reward. Let's first reward you, Mpola. We give you some kajaribu of heaven. Praise the Lord. So now, this time of mountains flowing with honey and man, oh, let me tell you. Now you see the way we are here. Some of you have not experienced these things because you've refused to learn the simple principles about them. Praise the Lord. Now we have demonstrated to you that we have been sent by God. If we had not, we would not survive this. Do you know how many churches have closed and not come back? Do you know how many churches are being sold? Then somebody comes and says, mucha pangisa. We can pangisa until the rapture. And we'll never fail to get the money for it. But then also, God doesn't want that. So we'll also buy. But when we buy, it will not be because we are trying to be secure. No. It will be just because we are dominating. You see, people can... The purpose for which you do something is important. You can buy, you know, chogambo chapangisa. Now, the person who says he has built, you should see where he has built. Kasokoso. Don't say places. People might be from there. There is a time I said Chebando, and there was someone who stays in Chebando. The person looked at me like this. Then afterwards, I said, so what's wrong with this Chebando? I said, there's nothing wrong. We have to use an example. So maybe I should have said Kororo. So anyway, let me finish this, and we finish. Here is the point. We have shown that we are called of God, and the anointing to prosper is here. Amen? Amen? So the simple things that you have to do, simple things. Can I tell them to you? Eh? Shame upon you. Tithe. Partnership. You understand? Just do that. Just those two. Tithe and partnership. Just those two. And you see if it will not come to you. If those mountains will not overflow. Just do that. I am telling you. Because I know now we have entered that period. Where God is unveiling it by grace. But you see, you have to reach out for some. Even salvation, he doesn't impute it on you until you come and receive the Lord Jesus Christ. There has to be a step on your side. You understand? You have to come and say, I want to receive the Lord Jesus Christ. Then you say the sinner's prayer. Then you receive it. But salvation is free, isn't it? So even this which God is giving us is free. But there has to be a step on your side. And the step has just tithe. Do you know, this afternoon I actually slept. And I dreamt when I was explaining to people that tithe is not an Old Testament doctrine. And I said, you mean some people actually think it is an Old Testament doctrine? Some churches teach that. And just look and see how their people will be in poverty. They will be in poverty. Now, all these things which I said, you know, you waste time, what? Why you wasted time and what? Let me tell you, whether you wasted time or not, this grace period, God will restore all the time you wasted. If you wasted 20 years, you recover those 20 years in 2 months. Because there is no time to waste. You understand? So you were supposed to build a house long time ago. You didn't build it. Amen? It's okay. You will buy one which is finished. Because God, we have no time to waste. Eh? We have no time to waste. The things have to be done. I told you I had time. Me, I don't want to start laying bricks. Eh? And moreover, I used to do that. You know, civil engineering. Then you see. Eh? But it's a jagger have you wait there. Amen? Hey, I want to buy a house which is finished. I go and say, now, I'm not talking about me. I'm talking about you. If that's what you want. Some of you want to build.
It's okay.
You might be finishing your house, calling us for housewarming, then the rapture happens. Yeah? That Apostle Abraham is calling you for housewarming. He's finally entering his dream house. Then on the day when he has bought Muchomo, what? When for us we have been living in our dream houses. Praise the Lord. So, be careful. We have no time to waste. Go, by the way, let me tell you, simple things. Tithe. Take it seriously, by the way. A tithe and partnership. And I can guarantee you. I can guarantee you. Because I know that I'm I know that I'm blessed. And I'm blessed because I've pursued certain things in my life. Praise the Lord. Even before I had money, I kind of knew I was blessed. Because I would make people blessed. Amen? And God does things sometimes just to show you that you're blessed, even if... You remember that story I told you of that office we had there? In Renzori Towers. Where they had been looking for clients. They are looking for clients. Then I showed up. And I paid money. To enter the office. When I paid money, within a week, the offices were full. Then, the two Kenyan women, none of them is born again, came to me. They came and sat in my office. And told me, so what does the watchman do? Because of course they tell me what you know you're renting, what as watchman, so they even put your name somewhere on the board downstairs over watchman, fifth floor, stuff like that.
So they come and ask me, what does watchman do? So I tell them, watchman doesn't do anything illegal. They said, no, we didn't think it was illegal. We just want to know, what do you do? So I told them, why do you want to know? They told me that since you paid, we have been looking for customers in this place. Since you paid, they have flooded. And do you know what the chick told me? She told me, it has to be something to do with you. I said, man, even me, I didn't know I was misplaced. Now, here is the interesting thing. One time I woke up and I felt so bored with that office. I told these people, I want us to leave this office as soon as possible. Immediately, I even stopped going there, even if we hadn't found another office. I got bored about it. I said, I want us to leave. When I left within 1 month, the whole thing collapsed. Within 1 month, it collapsed. And when I asked them how it collapsed, it was a very weird story. But as long as I was there, it would not collapse. But maybe God wanted them to collapse. That's why he sent me away. You understand? And do you know the lady was so scared of even increasing my rent? Because I might take my blessing away. We had agreed I pay a certain figure for 6 months, and after that she increased. She next asked me after 1.5 years. But okay, maybe, don't you think like... because I might just go with my blessing. Praise the Lord. So now, I'm telling you this to tell you this. Eh? If you want to see the grace of God that prospers. I know some of you are in tight places, and I know it. But there is a grace that prospers, and it is here. Just do what I'm telling you. Just do that, and believe God for something powerful. After that, after you've done that, don't just sit. No, pursue something, because God is not calling you to just get money and be in a house. There is some pursuit that he wants you to follow. So you're going into a pursuit, you're going into some business. Do what I'm telling you, give your tithe, give your partnership, and then go and pursue that thing. And see how the grace of God works and makes you enter places you didn't think were possible. You understand? Eh? Whether you're confident or not, whether you have done it before or not, it is just by what? By grace. But let me tell you some story which Mr. Tuama here was telling me as I finish. He'll tell me about some chick who is a certain big organization. Big organization. The chick is those people practice those, you know, juju things. But she subdued the boss from the top to everywhere. She's the one who determines who is promoted. They ask the boss, I'm talking about a top organization, comes and asks her, give me a list of those who should be promoted. Then they found out the chick does not even have an S4 certificate. But she subdued them like this. Completely. People come to pay homage to her, man. I want a promotion. Then she says, okay, talk to me nicely. You'll be on the next list. She does not have any qualification whatsoever. And the people are talking to her like that, her master's holders and what. But she had subdued the boss in the spirit. And all the people around him. Everybody else. Now, my point was this. When he told me the story, I said, the trouble with Christians is, even if you have that power, you do not know how to appropriate it. You will go to a boss and you put yourself under him. Yet you can also subdue him. If that one who is using witchcraft can subdue him, how about you? You understand? But has any of you subdued anybody? Like anybody, and you say, now I subdued this person? You don't practice these things. So your power is there, but you don't know it. It's latent. So you have to start learning that greater is he that is in you than the devil that is in that person. If she can subdue a top person, how about you? Just subdue. There are certain things where you just use subjugation. The other time, my son was reminding me that I wanted to pick him from school before the end of term. I hope his people are not hearing. So I reached there. They said, tell you... Nobody, they had finished exams and they were just there and he wanted to come home. I said, why not? So I drove there. Now on my way, I said, now this guy, I'm going there as an ordinary person, saying I'm going to ask him for permission, you know, let him go. But I said, but why should I? So I just subdued the guy. Then I reached there, I said, I've come for my kid. I have to take him now. What? The guy said, you know, Mr. Kableta, a very important person in this society. I cannot even say no. No, so the guy signed, and we left.
Because I realize that I can go there and the guy says, no, wait for the holidays. And then I've driven there, then I drive back for nursing as if I'm ordinary. Yet I'm not. Praise the Lord. So I said, ah, man, let me subdue this guy. Yes, Mr. Kableta. What can we do for you? And by the way, let me tell you, when you've subdued people, when you arrive, you can tell this one, Aide. Like, the there is a way they even receive you. Yes, Mr. Kableta. I said, wait. This one is finished. Ah, praise the Lord. And hallelujah. Glory to God. Yeah, get your offering today. Let me take it. And let's end this, whatever. Where is Moses? Chiwendo. Eh? The other side. Call him, I want him. Come. Now, the other day when you came to talk to me, the Lord showed me something. I don't know. I've been wanting to tell you, but I have not told you. But it has something to do with a babe. Eh? Eh? Something's moving. Eh? Something's changing. Eh? Am I right or wrong? I'm right. Eh? Are you sure? Let him tell me. Am I right or? I'm right. Eh? Okay. That's what I wanted to tell you. Like God is happy. That's what I needed. That's what you needed to know. Eh? Eh? So if she's still playing in the answer, you tell her that the rapture is almost. Eh? Tell her not to play in the answer. Eh? Eh? Let her to walk in the light. Praise the Lord. I don't know who she is, by the way. Or should I get her? Eh? Should I get her? Now that you get her. Eh? Leave me alone. Eh? But I've gotten the name. Eh? I write it in the air. Eh? Let me tell whatever, and he tells me if it's right. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Have you finished getting your offering? Where the other guy, you, a carpenter, you first come. You, where are you looking behind? Is there another carpenter? Aren't you a carpenter? Eh? You are, eh? Is there a carpenter behind you? Okay, now I'm releasing money. Eh? Now the time of struggle is ending. Eh? Eh? Praise the Lord. Eh? Do you believe what I'm saying? The time of struggle is what? Is over. Eh? Of struggle, rent, what, those things. They are vanjaring you rent. And so, aren't they vanjaring you rent? They are. Eh? Did you tell me that? But now that time is over, eh? And you're even moving to a bigger place, eh? And now that will be the end of this rent, whatever, eh? End, like it will just be coming like that. Amen. Amen. Receive it, eh? Receive it in the name of Jesus. Receive it now. Debts, if anybody is in debt, eh? Just believe me right now, eh? I cancel debt. Say amen. Say amen. I'm saying it again. And I want you to say amen and believe it. I cancel all debts. Amen.
Amen. Okay, get your offering. Let me pray for it. In the name of Jesus, Father, I thank you for each and every person who connects here this day. I speak a blessing upon them and a multiplication in the name of Jesus. And I thank you, Father, because nobody remains the same. And you're unleashing, you're releasing a time of finance, a new time of finance that nobody is left behind. In the name of Jesus. Nobody is left behind. In Jesus' name, in the name of Jesus, I thank you, Father, because a new period of finance, even you, Geoffrey, you first come and do you want me to release finances for you? Eh? Eh? Ah. This one is joke playing in the earth. Eh? Eh? First of all, there is somebody whom you are injuring money who is not paying you. Eh? And it is it's actually quite an amount of money. So now this is how you know. I know you're there. But now here is how you know that God is moving. That person is going to call you and he will give you part of that money. He will not give it to you all at once, but he will give it to you part of you, part of it. As a beginning, and then you know that now God is what? Moving in your direction, to bring you into a place of financial comfort, into a place of increment. Amen? And then you finish that thing which you started. You know what I'm talking about. And you will sleep in it. You know what I'm talking about. Of course, I've made it obvious. Amen? You will finish it and you will sleep in it. You will not call us forward for me on the rapture. And I'm talking about in a short time. Because there's something to do with... did you tell me that you're building? But are you building? So, okay. You'll finish it. Okay. God bless you.
That was The Watchman. Join us at our Friday fellowship, 5:30 p.m. at Plot 9 Kulubia Road, Bugolobi. To connect to the anointing upon The Watchman, you can give through the ministry mobile money lines, that is +256 780 292 555 or +256 755 292 555. Follow us on our Facebook page, The Watchman, on Twitter at UG Watchman, Instagram at @the_UG Watchman, and on YouTube, Ugandan Watchman, or send us an email to info@UGWatchman.com. For more information on previous messages, on how to give, resources and more, visit our website at UGWatchman.com. The Watchman, the King is coming.